The Ice Age. Did it really happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the large Creation Museum that opened last year near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sometimes creationist researchers like us are reported not to believe in an ice age. Now, we don't believe in ice ages over millions of years, but we do believe in one recent ice age, and it was actually a consequence of Noah's flood. The Bible tells us that at the time of the flood, the fountains of the deep broke open all over the earth. Now, this probably means there was a lot of volcanic action. And what would have happened, of course, would be that the floodwaters were warmed up by these volcanic explosions. Therefore, you'd have warm oceans and rather cool land towards the end of the flood. And this would result in a lot of the water being evaporated into the air. Now, think through this. Because of all this water in the atmosphere, there'd be great storms at both poles. A lot of ice and snow would have formed. After the flood, we believe this ice accumulated and formed what we now know as the Ice Age. As the temperatures of the land and ocean stabilized, the ice would have started to melt and recede to where it is today. The Ice Age was a result of the flood.
This topic of the Ice Age and Noah's Flood is dealt with in a special edition of our Answers magazine. For your gift of any amount today, we'll send this special Noah's Flood issue right to your home. Call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 1-888-89 and the word ANSWERS. Or go to the web, answersoffer.org.